God had to do something radical to redeem us, to buy us back from the slave market of sin into which we're born. He took the form of a man and the punishment we deserved. It's called expiation. A makeover wouldn't do. He had to start over with us, deal with the issue of sin which is inherent in us, and give us a new start, a new seed, a new DNA, not paint and wallpaper. To be born again, we must first acknowledge we're irretrievably lost and in a sinful state, buried in the dark like those Chilean miners. We need someone to rescue us. Having acknowledged our desperate need, we must do something about it by asking him to rescue us from our degenerate, fallen state, to come into our hearts and lives and be our personal saviour and Lord. And we know if we've made that request. We'll probably remember the date quite clearly. We don't drift into it. We aren't christened into it. We make a conscious decision based on the facts. And if that decision was made when you were a child, you might wish to invite him now to be Lord as well as your saviour. Some of us have got a child's view of who this Lord is. So God had to give us a completely new start, a new DNA, and that DNA was his own seed, placed in us at the moment of rebirth from above by his Spirit. We now have dual nationality. We're both earthly and heavenly people. We're twice born, from above and below. And we influence the earth from our position in heaven. When we became Christians, we didn't make a commitment. We believed on the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, which set us free from the law of sin and death. And we received something, forgiveness of our sins, which were many, because we had a sinful nature, and a new start. By the Holy Spirit, we were given a new seed within us, the seed of incorruptible, eternal life. We now have a new nature and a new start. We were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. The translation was legal and positional. That initial inrush of light isn't all there is, though. We soon discover it isn't about getting us out of the world so much as getting the world out of us. That's our biggest problem. And this is where the rubber hits the road. We discover some things about ourselves we would rather ignore. We're rebellious, resentful, and independent by nature. Both seeds are in us, one corruptible, the other incorruptible, one from beneath, the other from above, a bit like playing snakes and ladders. This is where the battle for supremacy begins. His will or my will? It's our choices from this point on that will govern which seed we nourish and which will grow. Hear Peter in 1 Peter 1:23 in the Message. Your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think of it, a life conceived by God himself. That's a good place to stop today, to give you the opportunity to think things through and assess your own position. See you tomorrow.